8 pack of our Messiah Mishnah Vav. Hamaske Bais Echaveira Bimais Akshamim Eino Yochel Oitzia Menachag Van Pesach. Person who rents out an apartment or a house to his friends in the summer, in the winter season, so he cannot tell him to leave in the period between Sukkot and Pesach. The idea behind this is that even though they didn't specify how long the rent will be, obviously if he said it's going to be until after Pesach, nothing to discuss. But even if they just left an open-ended rental, which the one who's renting it out could decide that he wants to stop it, but he has to give the person an amount of time that's reasonable for him to find a new place. So since in those days the rentals were not initiated between the summer and the winter, so between Sukkot and Pesach, you cannot kick him out. Yoisachama, which was a time which a person could find himself a new place, then Shloshim Yom, given 30 days, that was a reasonable amount of time to notify him. Bekrochim, Echad Yoisacham, Echad Yoisacham, Shnei Masachodesh. In the large towns, the thing that whether it's in the summer or in the winter, you have to give him 12 months notice. It goes over there that there's a lot of demand for places, and it's hard to find a new place. Also for a shop, you have to give him 12 months also, because also it's harder to set oneself up again in a new place. If we're talking about his shop, he says a store which is made for baking or for dyeing things, you have to give him 3 years, because it seems that in these business in those days they used to sell with long credit, and if you move away you won't be able to get all of your creditors, so they have to give him a long period of time to collect all his debts before he moves to his new place, so he won't lose them out.